Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After months of protests and calls for police reforms, a Boston task force has drafted some proposals. The initial draft from the Boston Police Reform Task Force calls for several things, including a new independent board to review police misconduct and the expansion of the department's body camera program. Jack McDevitt directs Northeastern University's Institute on Race and Justice and consulted with the city about these recommendations. He joins us to talk about this. Good morning.
Good morning, Deb.
So what's your takeaway from these initial draft recommendations?
Well, I think they're really strong. I think the task force did a good job in a short period of time. I think a starting point is to say that the Boston Police already have a good department. They have a department with some nationally recognized programs. But if they follow the recommendations of this task force, they can be a national leader in efforts to improve the relationship between the police and the community of color.
So you were one of those who recommended the oversight panel that's currently in place for reviewing police complaints. What do you think of this proposed Office of Police Accountability and Transparency? I mean, how would that change things at all?
I think it would change things dramatically. Our original recommendation was met with some opposition by different groups in the city, and so it was never implemented the way we had recommended it. This one has subpoena power, has the power to do an external investigation of community complaints against police officers.
You know, some folks have already reacted to this, and they've said, well, how do you make sure that these recommendations will have teeth? I mean, you said your initial recommendation was met with some opposition. How will this one be stronger, and who will oversee it to make sure that it continues to stay strong?
One of the themes throughout the whole set of recommendations is transparency, is that in each one of these areas that they're making recommendations, there's a report or a dashboard or something that the community can look at to see about progress, both implementing the recommendations, but also, more importantly, how the recommendations are faring on their own.
Another recommendation is the city's body camera program for police. As someone who co-wrote a report about Boston's body camera pilot program, what do you think about this recommendation?
One of the things that hasn't happened is it didn't get expanded as quickly as possible, and access to the body camera videos has been sketchy. So I think what the group is calling for is to be able to have people involved in incidents to have access to the videos, people in the media to have access to the videos, that these videos become more publicly accessible.
Some folks might say, well, we've been talking about body cameras for years now. How is this going to change anything?
Well, they changed the assumption. The assumption previously had been that the camera was off and was turned on by the officer when they initiated an interaction with the public. What now is that the expectation is that the camera is going to be on and only turned off when there's something private between, like, an officer and his child or family member or something. And so, and then there's a discipline attached to turning it off at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is missing from these recommendations?
One of the things I would like to hear more about is they call for increased diversity in recruitment and promotion in the police department. And they have an interesting new innovative model where they would give extra points for people who graduated from Boston Public Schools. But right now, in the cities across our country, including Boston, young people of color don't see themselves as being police officers. That's not a career they aspire to. So we need to have a better strategy for how to convince the best of our young people that policing is a noble profession and something they should be part of.
There will be another listening session on these draft recommendations before anything is final. Do you expect that things will change much?
I hope not, because I think it's a good starting point. As the task force said, they recommended a floor, not a ceiling. But I do hope that, and having been part of this in the past, I do hope that people will say, we need reform, and this is a starting point, and not come to these listening sessions to just say, oh, everything's perfect. I don't know why we need any of this.
Okay. Jack McDevitt, Director of Northeastern University's Institute on Race and Justice, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
It's my pleasure, Deb.